Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. That was my 17-year-old who wrote and performed that song in honor of my book and my show. Thank you, Arnie. You can download this or any show at BruceAllen.com for free. And please like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. Today we talked about virtual life versus real life. And my assertion, and all my guests seem to agree, that the value of real life trumps virtual relationships, but virtual relationships and technology do offer us wonderful ways to connect. So it's like everything in life, it's finding that balance. Speaking of balance, I believe that my book is now balanced well on every single format available. It just became an iBook, so you can find it on the iTunes store. It's available at Amazon in Kindle and book form and at BarnesandNoble.com in Nook or paperback. So I hope you can pick up a copy. And the best deal of all is at the store at BruceAllen.com, where you'll get a free poster that is really kind of cool that goes with the book. Today's topic was the joy of meeting people. And there was a story I wanted to share with you that I didn't get to in the first segment, which was what took place on the subway. We were on a subway going from Ground Zero to Chinatown. And between stops, there was this young gal that was jammed right next to me. We were holding on the pole that are in the center. We were each holding onto the same pole in the center of a subway car. And she was, a head shorter than me. And I looked down at her and I smiled. And next thing I know, we're talking. And within the space of one stop, I learned that she was on a five-month world trip. She was from Norway. And her family and heritage was Vietnamese. Her parents were separately rescued during the post-Vietnam War period as boat people, if you recall those days. Her father then, at 15 or 16, moved to Norway, was rescued by a Norwegian shipping ship, and went to high school and became an engineer. While there, he met his wife, this young girl's mother, who had also been rescued. And she was now doing this world trip before going to medical school. And I learned all this in the space of one stop. And I just looked at her with wonder at the amazing things that happened in the world, that her parents separately survived the horror of the post-Vietnam period. They were each boat people. They were each rescued. They each ended up in Norway. They parented several children, including this one child who was now 20, 21 years old and circumventing the world before embarking on a medical career. Is that beautiful or what? I had those sort of experiences all the time. This was actually a rare case when we got off the subway and I shared it with my son and our friend who was with us at the time, that he actually looked up at me like, wow, you found all that out in the space of one stop? And as Wayne said, or I think it was Pastor Drew or both, that if you really listen, you can learn so much from other people. So that was what my trip was about, and that's what inspired today's subject. It was really a lot of fun. Next week, I believe the topic is a frightening one for parents of teenagers. It is called My Son Drives. Now, let me tell you, there is nothing that much scarier than when you start teaching your kids how to drive, and even worse, when they get their license, which I tried to delay as long as possible. So we will talk about what it is like for teens driving and parents to deal with it. It has been a challenge. When he backed into my garage door a few weeks ago, knocking off the antenna and denting and putting the garage door off of its track, and came in sheepishly saying, Dad, we had a little accident. That wasn't too much fun. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. And second, my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, my home station, KZSB AM 1290 station manager. Thank you again for joining A Dad's Point of View, the Bruce Allen Show. And remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. That can be enhanced, by the way, by getting Bruce's new book called A Dad's Point of View. We Are Half the Equation. You can get it at the store, at BruceAllen.com, at Amazon, at iTunes, at BarnesandNoble.com, and I'm sure other places as well. If you haven't bought it, why not? Okay, we'll see you next week.